The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening, I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. A newly formed Skeena Valley Senior Society is hoping that a new purpose can be found for the Seven Sisters Mental Health Facility that's scheduled to be demolished. With its replacement already under construction as part of the Mills Memorial Hospital rebuild, the facility is scheduled to be demolished this summer, according to Diane Penner, president of the society. Penner talked about the beginning of both the group and the idea of rallying for a use for the old building.
We're fairly a new organization on the block. We only came into being at all in October, and we came out of, you know, a community brainstorming session, basically, where there were so many needs identified for seniors, and we don't really have an advocacy group in Terra, so we became formed as a result of that need. It just came about sort of in the talk around needing to have places for people with respite care, and then in the process of that conversation and all the media attention around the new Seven Sisters unit, sort of like a light bulb came on, and people were like, well, what are they doing with the old Seven Sisters? So we met with Chris Sims of Northern Health, their chief administrator, and he just said, no, that building is definitely being taken down for parking reasons. So when we met with our membership, we just alluded them to the answer to the question, because that was a question that had come up just in process of interacting with seniors. At our meeting, we said, well, this is, you know, we met with Chris Sims, this is what he said, and then the question was, what do you mean with parking? Why would that be a problem? A large site, and then we looked into it a little bit more, and we were like, you're right, parking certainly shouldn't be a problem on that site. It doesn't make any sense.
After talking with Northern Health, Penner says that the society has also attempted to contact government officials, though received no response.
Honestly, I have to say the little bit of exposure that we have had, it appears as if we're being very quickly dismissed, you know, like we're not being held up as being credible or representative of our organization in the responses that we're getting. You know, the fact that we're not getting a response speaks to the fact that apparently we're not thought of high enough to respond to. That's what comes forward when you get that, right?
With Penner saying that she and the society feel that the building could be used for respite or transition care, she also says that the community has ideas of their own.
I put a statement out, and I just said on the Terrace Community Board, if you had 20 beds and you had a kitchen and you had a social area that people could gather in, and this was your building, what would you do with it? What would you want done in our community? And within 24 hours, we had more than 100 people that responded, and 55 different reasons or purposes for that building were identified, as well as 13 concerns that came out.
Even though many people have thoughts on what the building could be used for, Penner says that in order to figure out the best option, they have to know it won't be demolished.
First of all, there is no building in which to do it in the first place right now, right? We have a shortage of facilities. So were we to get the facility, depending upon who that would be given to, if Northern Health took it over, then it would be up to them to determine how they were going to use it. It seems appropriate even for like doctors and nurses coming in, training people, that there would be a place where they could be housed for that, you know, for the interim times that they come. You know, that's another situation with shortage of rental units and stuff in our community. So, you know, like there's a myriad of uses for that building. Without the building, it can't even go onto the radar screen. You know, it can't be discussed. It can't, you know, the logistics of it can't be figured out.
However, in a written statement from Northern Health, repurposing the building would be costly as there's no private suites or bathrooms, and relocating is not an option as it would affect the integrity of the building. Northern Health says that although they appreciate the society's concerns, there's not an option for the building other than demolition. As a result, the society will gather in front of the building on April 1st at 1 p.m. to rally against the demolition. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.